Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Cuomo uses his briefing from D.C. after his big meeting with President Trump today to send a clear message to Washington to do the right thing and pass a bill to support the states hardest hit by the pandemic.
The COVID states, the states that bore the brunt of the COVID virus, they're one-third of the national GDP. How can you tell one-third of the country to go to heck and then think you're going to see an economic rebound?
The governor today singled out specific lawmakers and one TV commentator.
On Fox TV, Laffer, you want us to give our money to Cuomo in New York? Hello, not this week. First of all, this is really an ugly, ugly sentiment. It is an un-American response. We're still the United States of America.
On his meeting with the president, the governor said it was all business.
It was not about politics. It was not about any of that. It was about how do we supercharge the reopening, especially in New York, which has been hardest hit? How do we take some of these big infrastructure projects that have been sitting around for a long time, which if we were all smarter and better, we would have done 30 years ago, and actually get them up and running, because we have to do this work anyway, and because we need the jobs now more than ever.
They talked about the Hudson River tunnels, the air train to LaGuardia, and the next phase of the Second Avenue subway. The governor did note that he kept the list short.
I didn't want to seem like for the other people in the room that they could dismiss me as a quintessential New Yorker. Look how much he's asking for. He's asking for too much.
He said he would talk to the president again next week. More city cops are going to be on social distance patrol in 9 neighborhoods across New York City. These are areas that have a lot of bars: the Upper East Side, the East Village, West Village, Lower East Side, Williamsburg, Long Island City, Astoria, Hell's Kitchen, and City Island.
With city bars attracting more outdoor customers and small business putting the pressure on, Mayor de Blasio says he's working on a reopening plan.
We're going to figure out how and when we could reopen bars and restaurants, how much outdoors is going to play a crucial role in that. I think it is a very, very encouraging possibility to lean to the outdoors.
But he emphasizes that will all come with social distancing and masks in place. Those plans won't take effect until phase 2. Phase 1 is implemented in June. Another big issue for the mayor next month: looming cuts in city services.
We are now $9 billion in the hole.
His honor says he doesn't want to cut salaries, but every agency's budget will be affected. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Well, it's now official. The Big Apple is going to bring up the rear. We will be the last to reopen, as Long Island began the process today, albeit slowly.
A check of the stores at the Americana Manhasset Shopping Center found all the stores there closed, although in some cases workers were in the back checking their stock. Same thing along the main shopping district in Great Neck. Aside from the food stores, nearly every retail store was closed. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran said in Phase 1, customers are allowed to do in-store pickups at retail shops, but Curran said she's aware it's not happening.
I am getting feedback from some of our business owners that they're not ready to open, they don't want to open yet, they're not comfortable opening.
In Great Neck, Steve is really glad Phase 1 has finally arrived. He was hospitalized with COVID for about 10 days, and he's anxious for the economy to get moving again.
These store owners are in jeopardy of losing their business. If you look in this town, Great Neck, half the stores are out of business anyway, and it's very depressing. So anything they can do with rules in place, I think it's a plus.
During Phase 1, construction, wholesale, and manufacturing businesses are allowed to reopen. The county executive was at a construction site in Uniondale, where construction on housing for millennials and golden agers has finally resumed. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
Another 148 people have died from coronavirus in New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy says the state reported 970 new cases in the past 24 hours. Hospitalizations rose slightly, though the overall trend continues to show a dramatic decline over the past few weeks. The governor says New Jersey is well past the pandemic's peak and has made an enormous amount of progress.
The reason we've been able to get to this point is because we have made building out our testing capacity a key priority. As of today, there are now 164 sites, both publicly and privately operated, up and running across the state.
The governor says a decision on when schools in the state could reopen is likely to come by mid-June.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.